SBS Radio.
I'm a Gurangurang man. I'm the chairperson of a company that has submitted a proposal to Adani to make sure that they deliver their Indigenous participation program. And for the Wanganjangalingu people, it provides an opportunity for them to be involved in base grade environmental monitoring of activities around the mine site and mining. So for Wanganjangalingu people in particular, it's an opportunity to be able to get into some regular work. And then we're also in negotiations and discussions with the Central Queensland University with a view to some of our field staff eventually getting diploma courses in environmental monitoring processes. And this would be a generic qualification that would make it that Wanganjangalingu and other Indigenous people would have skills that are recognised across the industry and wouldn't necessarily be tied to any one area, so it makes them much more employable.
Now, this project is slated to bring cultural knowledge of the Indigenous people into the Adani business. Now, you say you're not a Wanganjangalingu. The Wanganjangalingu have been campaigning against the mining. Are they really in phase with this project at this stage?
Well, one of the directors of the company is, in fact, Wanganjangalingu. In regard to the mine and its approvals, as it stands, all the approvals are in place for the mine to proceed. And whilst there have been people demonstrating their opposition to the mine, they're entitled to do that. But Adani has met all its environmental and other licensing requirements with both the state and Commonwealth government. And we have put forward a proposal to do work in relation to that mine development, and it's on that basis that we're going forward.
In terms of employment, what are the projections? How many people will be employed? Are we talking about hundreds or thousands of people? How big is the... tell us about the scope of this project in terms of resources.
The scope of the project is that we're going to do some baseline riparian habitat monitoring. And we'll initially have up to 10 traditional owner field officers in the in place to undertake the work. And we're also in the process of submitting bids and tenders for other work around Queensland in the same kind of area. So Woongal is a private company, and to increase our capacity to be competitive in mining and other activities and environmental monitoring, we've partnered up with Ardent, the Ardent Group, who have 30 years plus experience in environmental monitoring and mine monitoring in particular. So it's about upskilling the capacity of Aboriginal people, and this company and this opportunity provides us with that opportunity.
And through this partnership, it's believed that the company will receive the best scientific and environmental expertise.
Absolutely. We'll be getting 30 years plus of experience from well-practiced and well-experienced practitioners. But also the thing that I want recognised is that we'll also be bringing the 40,000 years of experience that Aboriginal people have got in caring for country. So it'll be a nice compliment to have Aboriginal land management practices, or care of country as we call it, combined with the scientific rigour that's required to monitor significant projects like this. So it's going to be a meeting of 40,000 years plus experience of care for country and 30 years of specific scientific monitoring and experience to make sure that relevant environmental monitoring and compliance requirements are met, and that Aboriginal people at the front line of doing that.
One of the big criticisms that people tend to level to big projects happening in remote areas is the FIFO workers. Will you be using a lot of these fly-in, fly-outs, or you will rely most predominantly on the local workforce?
It'll be a combination, Bertrand. It'll be some people who live within the region, an hour or two's drive away, and there'll be others who will be a little further away. But in relation to those activities, you know, there's a regular shift of fly-in, fly-out. For the Adani project, some will be based in Townsville, some will be based in Rockhampton. We'll have people closer than that, and they'll work according to the mine schedules.
A combination of local workforce and fly-in, fly-out. Would you have an idea of the ratios?
I'm not sure of the total Adani numbers, but I know that the current project is a scaled-down project of what they originally envisaged. So I don't actually know the numbers offhand.
And when is this slated to start? Is it, as some politicians call this kind of project, shovel-ready, or it's a project that will be, take place within the next few 5-6 months or 1 year ahead?
Because Adani has financed the project themselves, they're shovel-ready. Our process is that we're about to, from the early January, we'll be giving our staff the latest training in terms of making sure they're able to go on site and carry out the tests we need to do. And we're anticipating a start for these monitoring services mid to late February in 2019. And we expect that the mine will be up in full swing within 12 months.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.